Help me out.
It's What Should I Do Crew on 94.5 PST.
Jackie's here. She's one of our listeners. And she had this big old fight with a friend over the weekend. We got like the 911 email from her saying that she wanted to know if she was wrong, basically. So she's here. Let's bring her on. Hey, Jackie. Good morning. What happened?
Hey, yeah, I really don't think I'm wrong, but I just want some opinions to be fair. So I was meeting a friend at a club in the city that I won't name, and she got there before me. So I told her to go in, and I'd meet her in there.
So you're simply mad that she went in, Jackie. Is that what I'm understanding?
Let her finish.
No, not mad. She went in. When I got to the club about an hour later, the club was full and they weren't letting anybody in. It was at capacity. So until people came out, no one's going in. You have to wait in line.
Oh, that sucks. That could be a long time.
Totally. So I call my friend. I tell her I can't get in. I didn't want to wait hours in line. You know, we should just go somewhere else.
So wait, she didn't want to leave, I guess, right? Like at that moment?
Nope. She did not want to leave because she was having fun with other friends that were there, too.
Ooh, and you think that's kind of messed up, right?
Well, I feel like we made plans together and she should have left and gone somewhere else. So I ended up going home pissed off. But what was I supposed to do? Go to another club by myself? I feel like that's messed up, right? She felt like, you know, she shouldn't have had to leave because I couldn't get in. And I had told her to go in.
All right, Jackie, now. You know, we'll get you some advice. Hang on. Anyone who knows me should know absolutely where I stand on this, but we'll get you some calls and give you some advice, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's on hold.
You know who's on hold.
Would you like to vocalize it?
Why don't you guess?
I'm saying that she was SOL.
Yep.
She was out of luck.
Someone who
basically
is always late to meeting his friends out, me. I'm always
terrible.
Late meeting my friends out. It's the risk I take.
I think this is terrible. I think if you make plans with somebody, that was nice of her to say go in because she didn't want her to wait outside. But once she can't get in, then you say, oh, that's really terrible. I'm coming out.
Nope.
That is horrible. I think she needs a new friend, but what do you think?
What should she do?
I can't help myself.
Call the crew now, 609-243-9778, or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
Left you in the club? I don't know. I kind of think I would be. It's Chris and the crew, Chris and Joe, this morning. Hey there. We're doing What Should I Do, crew? So Jackie was telling us that she made plans to go to a club with a friend. Didn't tell us what club, but something.
Doesn't matter.
Something bumping. No, I'm just saying something bumping because it hit capacity. So her friend's inside. About an hour later, she shows up. Reminds me of you, Joe. You show up an hour late to everything.
I do. So that's why I said.
And then her friend was like, crap, it's capacity. I can't get in. So she texts her or whatever, calls her. And she's like, well, basically, you're out of luck because I'm in here having fun. And now she's mad. She wants to know if she's a right to be mad that her friend didn't want to come out.
And as the resident one who's tardy, late, me, I always am late meeting my friends at bars and things. If the party started and I walk in, too late.
Or not walk in.
Or if I walk in late,
shut out.
It's my fault, not theirs.
So you would be completely okay with your friends saying, sorry, we're not coming out.
My friends would come out because they have leaned into my flaws and enable me. But yeah, I would accept it.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Callie in Flemington on the line. Good morning. What do you think?
I think that she is SOL only because she was an hour late. And if she did not tell her friend to go in, the friend would be waiting outside for her until she got there.
Mm-hmm.
True. So it's a good thing she did tell her to go in. But, okay, thanks for calling. Lauren's in Delran. Lauren, what do you think?
I agree with Jackie. Her friend should have left and come out to meet her. You don't make plans and then not come back out just because she was late.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. It's just a courtesy thing. I don't know. Do you leave your friend hanging like that? Although she kind of left her hanging because she showed up to the club by herself.
She showed up, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Dom is in Ben Salem. Dom, what are you thinking? Good morning.
I'm on your side, Chris.
Why?
Because they agreed on plans, and
yep.
They agreed on plans, but at the same time, like, they should have also, on the other hand, they should have also thought, like, there's a possibility that they could be at capacity, but at the same time, like, they had plans, and, yeah. You know, if you're my friend and you did that because you're having too much fun, that's rude. That's a lack of common courtesy.
That's what I think. That's why, I'll tell you seriously, that is why I don't meet people places.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to meet up. You know what I mean? Like two moving targets.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Like, because
I always go, like, we meet at a house or, you know what I mean? Meet at somebody's apartment and go together. Cause it's like the beach this summer. You go to Belmar, there's no chance you're parking near each other. And then you gotta find each other. And you know what I mean? Like,
I live in a city.
A pain.
I live in a city. I go to bars. I go to clubs. And we meet at the club or bar because I'm not going to the other end of the city just to meet up with you.
Yeah,
I might eat outside. But they all my friends know. And some of them are listening right now. They're chuckling to themselves like, Joe's always late, so we know to be 30 minutes after that. They call it Joe time. Nikki and Jackson on the app said, side of the girl that got into the club. She had the right to be mad. She was late.
Come on. This is your friend.
Brandy said she was an hour late.
Oh, boy. You guys are tough.
Monica in Fairless Hills raises the point that she had to be significantly late because if the line became hours long, it doesn't go nothing, 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 hours long.
Well, no, but, you know, when people are in, they're not coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, but I mean, the line
got in.
Had to build, is Monica's point.
No, I think it was more of once you're in, at the beginning of the night, once you go in, you're not coming right out. Mm. You know what I mean? All right, let's bring her on. Hey, Jackie, I don't even want to tell you this, but everyone's kind of saying you don't, the majority, I should say, are saying you kind of don't have a right to be mad because you were so late.
You're kidding.
That wouldn't be me. If you and I were friends, I would have come out. Let me just say that. But
were you straightening your hair? Were you showering? What was taking you so long? That's the real question.
Oh, spoken here. From the guy who
spoken from
always
Mr.
Late.
Timely.
I mean, you have to come home from work. You have to get ready. It's not like, you know, you don't have all the time in the world. On most days, people have things going on.
I hear you, girl. I do. I'm sorry about that. But maybe next time, plan a time that's a little later so you can get there more on time. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I just don't want to see you left out again because I feel bad. Thanks for calling. Kicking things off. It's huge. We're kicking things off tomorrow night, right, Joe?
Yeah, it's our pre-party starting at 8 o'clock. We'll get the party really going at 10 o'clock, but it's all going down with our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing.
Yeah, we're having an album listening party. You know, Life of a Showgirl is dropping soon. We're going to have, like, Taylor Swift-themed games. We're going to play Taylor Swift music bingo, and Joe is, like, awesome at trivia, so we're going to have Taylor trivia and a lot more, right?
Now, I just got a big box yesterday of a ton of swag and merch from some of our friends. Stuff that I would say is so cool, I don't even know you could buy some of this Taylor stuff we're gonna have with us. Yeah, cool stuff.
Yeah, we're also giving out like gift cards. You can win gift cards and concert tickets and a bunch of stuff.
Taylor Swift themed photo opportunities there. Owls is gonna be making some Taylor Swift drinks.
Oh my god, I love these.
I'll just give you two of them this time. Shake It Off Citrus Martini and the Showgirl Sunrise are among the drinks.
And the Swift Spritz.
Well, keeping something to the mystery here.
And then, you know, at midnight, we're going to press play on the album and we're going to listen together, start to finish, of the brand new Taylor album, Life of a Showgirl.
Come dress as your favorite Taylor era, right? Whatever era you're choosing.
We have some extra prizes for like the costumes.
Yeah, for the costumes, we're going to have the staff help us out with picking some of them because I'm sure we're all going to look great. I'm coming in an era, I think. I don't know about you is my hint, but I'm coming in an era.
He's dropping hints. So listen, it's totally free to get in. You know, come and go as you please.
Yeah.
Just hang for a little bit. We gotta go to work the next day, whatever.
I don't care about work. Hang with us all night and listen to the album with us at midnight. I'll have excuse letters in my hand for you to hand your boss the next day saying you were with me. How about that? That's amazing. We'll do that.
And then Friday morning, if you're not too tired, we're going to do the Chris and the Crew Total Taylor Takeover. We're going to be playing tracks from the album all morning long, analyzing the album. We're going to be looking for the Easter eggs, stuff like that, playing our favorite Taylor throwbacks too. So make sure you're listening.
We'll have prizes. And of course, at 9 o'clock, we're going to play the album Start to Finish commercial free right here. So Start to Finish, we're going to play it.
And we're not done.
No.
On Saturday morning, we've taken over an entire movie theater at Freehold AMC for the movie, The Life of a Showgirl movie. It's in theaters all weekend. We got an entire theater. We want to watch it with you.
Yeah. And if you come to this, I'll stay with you, friend. I'll stay with you. Joe will sit. Well, I'm going to sit in the middle of that theater.
I'll make sure he's in the back.
I'll sit with you and your friends, and I am a good movie watcher.
So, like, you do have to win your way into the movie.
The party Thursday night, come and go.
Oh,
you've got to win your way in because we only have so many seats in a movie theater.
And I think, why don't we give away some tickets
now? Give some
away.
Yeah.
So come watch the movie with us. It's at the Freehold AMC Theater. It starts at 10 a.m. because we want you to be one of the first of your friends to see it.
Yeah.
So why don't you just call it now. We've got a bunch of tickets.
Got a bunch of tickets.
609-243-9778.
If you don't get through on the phone, sometimes they jam up. You can still enter on the 94.5 PSC app. We'll have prizes, games. Chris and I are gone. Maybe I'll wear another Taylor outfit.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget that all weekend long we're playing like nonstop, like Taylor all the time.
Not quite nonstop.
No, not nonstop, but a lot of Taylor.
It's a
total Taylor takeover weekend. If you want to come see the movie with us at Freehold AMC, call now. 609-243-9778. Good luck.
It can't beat Chris. Can't beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Here we go, Chris. Your opponent today is Susan. She's listening in Chalfont. What are you up to this morning, Susan?
I'm just listening to you guys.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Getting ready for work or something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go, Chris. Susan's your opponent. She sounds confident.
3-day winning streak.
Whopping 3-day winning streak.
I know. It's not very scary yet, but we'll see how we do. So it's pop culture trivia. You're going to answer the questions first. I'm going to step out so I don't hear your answers. So it's fair and square. And then I'm going to come back and answer the same three questions. We'll see who gets the most right. Okay?
Good luck.
All right. You too. I'll be back.
I like the camaraderie that starts here on Can't Beat Chris. All right, Susan. Chris has cleared the door. Here we go. Your quiz starts now. Question number one. Nicole Kidman filed for divorce from Keith Urban officially yesterday. She has a famous ex-husband who is an actor. Who is Nicole Kidman's famous ex-husband?
That was Tom Cruise, and I'm going to look at it.
Love the confidence. Question number two. Robert Irwin turned head yesterday when he took his shirt off on Dancing with the Stars. Maybe it was just my head, but head's turned. He has a famous dad. Who was Robert Irwin's famous dad?
I think it was Steve Irwin, and I'm going to lock that one in, too.
And the third and final question, obviously Taylor Swift's new album drops Friday morning. In what year was Taylor born? I'll give you a hint. She has an album titled after that year.
So she was actually born in 1989. And I think it was on the 13th, which is why she loves the number 13.
We locking that in?
Yes.
All right. Can't Beat Chris this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week, brunch Saturdays and Sundays, happy hour specials Monday through Saturday. I'll be out there tomorrow night starting at 8, our Taylor Swift listening party getting underway. I'm so excited for that. So come hang out with us. We'll be out there listening to Life of a Showgirl with our friends at Al's tomorrow night. Hello, Chris.
Hey there.
You're back in the room. Are you ready?
Sure.
Chris Rollins, here we go. Your first question, Chris. Nicole Kidman officially filed for divorce from her husband, Keith Urban, yesterday. She has a famous ex-husband who is an actor as well. Who was that ex-husband?
Even though he's a little off sometimes, I love him. Tom Cruise. I know.
You both said Tom Cruise and you're both correct.
I had such a crush on him.
Before he went crazy?
Before he went nuts.
I'm glad that Chris let that go since then. Okay, question number two, Chris. Robert Irwin turned heads, or at least my head yesterday, when he took a shirt off on Dancing with the Stars.
God,
it's all over my feed this morning. I'm quite a lucky guy. Who was Robert Irwin's famous dad?
Oh, the animal guy. I know this. Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. You both said it, and you're both correct.
Ooh,
it
took me a minute to get there, though.
All right, could come down to this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Third question. Taylor Swift's new album drops Friday morning. In what year was she born? My hint was she has an album titled after that.
Yeah, 1989.
You said 1989? We both said 1989. You tied.
Oh, good job. All right, so that means you don't have to say the phrase of shame. I do take the W because wins do go to the house, but yeah, no phrase of shame for you. Good job.
Thanks. Good job to you too, Chris.
And even more importantly, you're going to see Ed Sheeran.
Woo!
Ed Sheeran's Bring the Loop Tour next September to the Link, Lincoln Financial Field. Tickets and more info right now at edsheeran.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7. 740 and 940 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Gosh, after all those rumors, Sydney Sweeney is with this one, with Glenn Powell, with everybody she says hi to. It looks like, or it seems like, Sydney and Scooter Braun have kind of confirmed their status as a couple.
Really?
Yeah, of all the people, right? I don't know. They
I
were
I expected
spotted,
more from her.
Yeah, they were spotted holding hands at Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights in L.A. Even her mom and dad were with them. Which, I mean, doesn't that mean they've kind of... That's kind of serious. But the parents were already with them. So yeah. I think they're definitely a confirmed couple. They've kind of been linked. We've kind of been hearing the rumors about them since Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos' wedding, which was what, late June? That was in the summertime, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they've been together for a little while. So OpenAI just announced a new feature called Instant Checkout yesterday, which basically lets you buy products directly through ChatGPT. And right now, Etsy's already jumped on board. So you can buy like single items from like Etsy sellers and stuff like that. I'm sure we'll get more details, but that's interesting. They say if you have a payment method, you know, for your ChatGPT subscription, it just uses that as your payment.
That is a slippery slope.
Yeah, no kidding. So yeah, that was just announced yesterday. So a pretty popular bagel shop in Hamilton is expanding. This is so cool. So it's Caesar's Bagels on Flock Road in Hamilton, and they're opening a second location in the Lawrence Shopping Center. Oh my God. They're like the best around. So excited about that. It's going to be a few weeks before it opens. They're kind of renovating the old Manhattan bagel in the Lawrence Shopping Center, but same menu, same people. They're awesome. I totally can't wait for this. So Eggo, you know, the waffle company or whatever.
Eggo my Lego.
Yep. Is teaming up with Stranger Things to celebrate the show's final season.
It's befitting.
With a nostalgic breakfast twist, right? So you can snag yourself limited edition home style waffles in like themed boxes and stuff like that for the first ever strawberry red waffles. Interesting. So if you're a Stranger Things fan, you might be into that. What else was I going to tell you? No, that's it. I think there's a scoop.
Okay.
I have rent due today, right? Mortgage. This could help you out. Another chance coming your way at $1,000 at 9 o'clock on 94.5 PST.
It's Chris and the Crew. So you're not going to believe what my boyfriend did the other night.
Oh, God. What now, Joe?
We don't get, you know, we're together every other weekend or so, mm-hmm. you know, and so we try to maximize our time together. And we do a lot of stuff. So the other night when he was here, I fell asleep watching a movie and he watched the rest of it without me.
Okay.
And I think that's grounds for termination.
What? So, okay, wait. Go back a little bit because you said it fast. You guys were busy, so you're tired. End of the day, you're watching a movie.
Watching a movie. And he, I said it.
You weren't just flicking around. You made a plan to watch a movie.
I didn't say it fast. I said it simply. He finished a movie because I fell asleep.
Okay.
Simple.
Oh, and you're thinking he should have.
He's wrong. He should have stopped it. He should have said, oh, my baby's asleep. Let him sleep.
My baby.
My boy's asleep. He should have let me rest my weary head. No, I do fall asleep a lot. I can't stay awake when I watch anything. We're up early. It's our lives. It's just the second we sit in front of the TV, we're both like minds off, face and pillow.
We don't even try to do this anymore because I do instantly fall asleep.
You know, and that was the thing. He's the one who insisted we watch a movie.
Okay.
Not me. He insisted we watch a movie. And I'm always like, it's a crapshoot if I'm going to stay awake. And then I got into it, but I still fell asleep. So now am I going to go?
Well, because you always do this, isn't it okay if he just kind of finished it?
No, we should have finished it. It was Saturday night. We should have finished it Sunday morning when we got up together. Oh, well, remember that movie we finished? Didn't finish? Let's finish it now.
I don't know.
Am I going to watch it alone now? Should I break up with him?
Break up with him?
I'm thinking about it.
For this?
This is grounds for termination.
I'm just thinking what I would have said, and I would have been like, just because I know myself and I fall asleep all the time, just like you do, Joe, I'd have been like, go ahead, just finish it. Because probably the next time we go to put it on, I'm going to fall asleep again. So
I
you
have
might
to
as
watch,
well just finish it.
Like, I have to watch something like pre-3 p.m. to have a chance of staying awake.
You really got mad at him for this?
Yeah. I called him out for it the next morning. I was like, oh, I literally said to him, I was like, oh, well, finish. He was like, I finished. I was like, what? I just assumed you sat there and
we should open the phone.
Hit stop and then started other things.
Is it not cool that Joe's boyfriend went and finished the movie without him? Or should he have waited for him and they watched it together? 609, tap with his boyfriend because he finished a movie without Joe. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:15. It's Chris and Joe. So tell us what happened, Joe, again.
Saturday night, sat down to watch a movie with my boyfriend, and I drifted off about at the climax of the movie, which I do. I can't stay awake for anything. Watching on my own, watching with someone. I mean, listen, I love y'all. We're going to do the Taylor Swift movie screening on Saturday. There's a good chance I'll fall asleep during that. I really want to see it.
He'll be snoring. Don't
so anyone who sits next to me, you might get a snoring Joe.
I'm putting you in the back because I know you're going to fall asleep in the movie.
No, it's not.
And here's the thing. We have rough schedules. Joe, I'm the same as you. I'm guilty of it too. If we're sitting down, we don't even attempt to watch movies together anymore because I will fall asleep.
So I'm thinking about terminating my boyfriend because he finished the movie without me.
Stop it. So here's the thing. If it were me, I'd be like, go ahead, babe, because no matter when we watch it, I'm going to fall asleep. So, Joe, okay, let's say he would have stopped it like you thought he should have. The next time you go to watch it, the same thing's going to happen. So you might as well let the poor guy watch the movie.
I know we joked about the Taylor movie. I can usually stay awake for a movie before 3 p.m. Usually. Meaning, if we started it on Sunday during the day, I probably would have stayed awake.
Let's go to the phones. We've got a couple of callers calling in. See if you're justified in what you're saying here. Let's go to Madeline in Bristol. Madeline, what do you think?
Joe, I love you, but you drive me crazy. Everything doesn't revolve around you. It's your fault you fell asleep. It's rude, honestly. You know, just stay awake and watch it with him.
There you go.
I disagree.
I feel you on that one because I can't stay awake sometimes. Yeah. It just is inevitable. Let's go to Tina in Hamilton. Tina, what are you thinking?
Joe, you need a new boyfriend. How rude is he to finish that without you? That was something that you were supposed to do together. It's selfish. You couldn't wait till another night or whatever. Rude. When you're in a partnership, you're supposed to consider the other person's feelings. He totally didn't. Be careful. This may be a sign of what's to come.
Oh, yes. My.
Give the guy a break. That he needs to be cut. Yeah.
Joe, come on. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm in the app chat.
All on my side, I see.
Cherie, who you know is... like Joe's second mom.
Joe's basically. Radio mom. She's on my side. I don't even have to read it.
She says, the saying is, you snooze, you lose. I'm with your boyfriend. I would have watched it till the end.
Cherie
is not on your side.
We're on my side.
Stephanie
always.
In Hillsborough says, I also fall asleep on anything that has tuned on, that's being turned on after 7 p.m.-ish. I think it was fine for him to finish the movie. Why can't Joe just watch the rest of it today after work? Let's see. Lauren from Middlesex, she's on your side, Joe. She says, as far as not finishing the movie, if your significant other falls asleep, I don't think it's grounds for breaking up, though. My husband will just nudge me and say, hey, come on, wake up.
That doesn't work.
He probably tried to nudge
you. No, he doesn't even bother now. He knows. A couple of months ago, we sat down finally to watch, we watched Aladdin for the first time. I've never seen it.
And you've never seen Aladdin?
Have you seen Aladdin?
Yes, I have.
Oh, actually. I've never seen Aladdin. We sat down to watch it, and my eyes are getting really heavy, and he was like, you've almost made it through Aladdin for the first time. Stay awake.
Now, Daisy in Philly says, the attitude is definitely justified because my fiance always turns off the show or a movie for us to finish the next day, which I find so sweet. So yeah. There's no excuse.
Yeah, her fiance is a keeper.
Oh, boy. All right, we can keep this up in the 94.5 PST app chat. Good morning, it's Chris and the crew. It's 8:30, it's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. So we're getting all ready for our total Taylor takeover weekend. And everything's kicking off tomorrow night. We're going to be at Al's Airport and in Ewing. We're doing our album listening party. So the pre-party starts at 8. Mm-hmm. If you want to kind of start trickling in then, things get really going about 10. There's going to be things like Taylor trivia, Taylor music bingo, like themed games like that, photo ops, we've got like a Taylor cutout you can pose with. you know, stuff like that. What else, Joe?
Swag and merch. We just got boxes of that yesterday and stuff ready for it. Gift cards, concert tickets. Oh, you can win all of that there.
Yeah, so come dressed in your favorite era. Bring all your friends. It's going to be so much fun. There's no cover, so yeah. It's free to get in.
Yeah, you don't have to win your way or anything. Just show up.
You can buy drinks and stuff. They're going to have, like, special Taylor cocktails, mm-hmm. which are so cool, like the Swift Spritz. The Shake It Off Citrus Martini, the Enchanted Dreamsicle, the Showgirl Sunrise. Like, they're always so creative with their drinks at Al's Right Cap.
And Cherie, they're gonna be Instagrammable. This will be the thing, right? This will be the event that'll make your friends a little jealous. Of course, at midnight, we'll all listen to the album together, start to finish, Life of a Showgirl. As Chris mentioned, come dressed as your favorite era of Taylor.
There's gonna be extra prizes for your era dress.
Yeah, come dressed that way.
So,
totally free though. Just show up, right?
Yep.
We understand you got work, so if you want to walk, last time we did this for our last album too. Some people left at 11. I didn't judge them. I'll have a stack though of excuse notes ready for your boss, letting them know.
What does it say?
It's an autographed photo of me. Because that's
anybody
what everyone wants.
That. Yeah. All right. So then the fun's going to continue on Friday morning because we're doing a total Taylor takeover with Chris and the crew. Playing tracks from the album all morning long. We're going to be analyzing it, looking for all the Easter eggs, playing Taylor throwbacks, stuff like that.
And Taylor prizes. And then at 9 o'clock... May set an alarm for this. 9 o'clock, we're going to play the new album, start to finish. We're going commercial free. So just start to finish.
Can't wait. And then Saturday morning, we've rented out a whole theater, the Freehold AMC, for the movie, The Life of a Showgirl movie. We're going to pack it with PST listeners. And I think we should give away some movie tickets right now.
Now, this is the one thing technically after you win your way in. So yeah, you do we have to call tickets right now to win. Yeah.
All right. So 609-243-9778. Come watch the movie with us. You can see it before a lot of your friends do. It's in theaters all weekend long. Call 9, whatever. But just call right now. We got a bunch of movie tickets. 609-243-9778.
Still enter to win those as well on our app, the 94.5 PST app and 945PST.com. It's going down Saturday, 10 a.m. at the AMC Theater in Freehold.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So it's official. Nicole Kidman has filed for divorce. Before we told you they were just separated. Now she's officially filed for divorce from Keith Urban. Do you know, Joe, that there is buzz that he's already moved on, already involved with another woman?
Yeah, and they say it's a woman in his band.
Oh, that is the worst. There's nothing worse after you're already down just from the breakup to know that he's already got you in the past and he's already moved on.
I love it.
Oh, that is so hard. So there's a new salad trend on Salad Talk. You guys ever see Salad Talk? Do you ever see that, Joe? Anyway.
I actually have, yeah.
Where you replace croutons with tater tots. I mean, I love tater tots, but the thought of having potato in my salad? Ugh. I don't know about that. I mean, I'll eat tater tots. I like them in breakfast foods now, like with my eggs. Think about it. It's no different than hash browns, right?
I'm trying to think about it, and I'm like, I'm not really feeling it.
I like something crunchy on my salad. I do, but I don't know about tater tots. So this is big bagel news in the area. So there's a popular bagel shop in Hamilton. It's called Caesar's. You know it probably, right? They got the best bagels around. They're expanding, and they're opening a second location in the Lawrence Shopping Center where Manhattan used to be. Oh, my God. That is huge. So the renovations are going to take a couple of weeks. But yeah, then there's going to be Caesar's too. Same menu, same people, so don't freak out. It's not going to be anything different. The first location, obviously, staying open. I talked to Caesar yesterday. He's like, I'd never shut down that location. So now there's going to be Caesar's 1 and Caesar's 2 in Hamilton and in Lawrence. And okay, stop listening to medical stuff on TikTok.
Shocking we have to say this.
Yes, there was just this new research just came out that about 20% of the medical advice that you're getting on TikTok is wrong.
Yeah.
So stop. And don't ask ChatGPT either. Mm-hmm. Like, go to your doctor. All right, there's the scoop. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. Joe, you want to do some deciding here?
All right. Oh my God, I can't even say would I rather.
So would you rather, and you can tell us your answers too in the 94.5 PST app chat. Would you rather give up cheese or chocolate?
Cheese. I don't even like cheese.
See, this would be a really tough one for me. I mean, I just had you saw me just devouring a string cheese.
She devours one of those a day.
I actually think my biggest weakness is cheese. Like,
really?
I would put cheese on anything. I mean, I like nachos. I like mozzarella sticks. Last night we had Taco Tuesday. So I was throwing cheese on that. I could eat cheese, shredded cheese out of the bag. It's definitely a weakness.
She'd struggle to give up cheese.
Yeah, I think I could do without chocolate. I mean, once I have chocolate, then I'm like, oh, this is good. But I don't miss it when I don't have it. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Sure. You just talked for a while. I stopped listening.
Joe. So would you rather date a better cook or a better kisser?
Oh, better lover. I can always buy food. I can't buy kisses.
I see.
I guess I could buy kisses, but it's not legal in every state.
Yeah, don't do that. I have both. I mean, John's a great cook and a great kisser, so,
Which would you give up, though, if you had to give up one of those things?
I think I'm with you. I can get food anywhere. I don't need him to cook it. You know what I mean? I'll take the kisses.
Yeah, take the kisses.
All right, here's another one. We have audio for this, Joe.
Yeah.
You ready?
Okay.
Would you rather hear one of these songs for the rest of your life? Here's the first one. Okay, Justin Bieber, Baby.
Okay.
Oh, it's a good song. I haven't heard that in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather hear this one for the rest of your life? Oh, yes. Well, Taylor Swift, Red.
Which
would you rather hear for the rest of your life? You only have a choice of these two.
Bieber. That song is pure ear candy.
It is good, but I like Red too, but... Ooh.
That song, Bieber's song, I was like, baby, and he's young. Like, so he's not as like raspy and as tired as he is now.
I think I'm with you. All right, here's the next one. Would you rather, this makes me like cringe. Would you rather get a paper cut every time? Ugh. I just got one this morning. It was awful. Or every time you turn a page, or bite your tongue every time you eat. That is like the worst pain ever.
I would cut paper out of my life. I just started reading my first book of the year, my first physical book of the year. So I just wouldn't, I mean, I'm holding paper now. I just wouldn't get rid of it.
So you'd rather bite your tongue?
No, I'd rather cut paper.
No, but you have to get a paper cut.
Yeah, every time you touch it. So I would figure out ways not to have paper.
Oh, God, you're finding ways around it.
I can't find ways to not eat.
It seems so crazy because there's such little things. Like a little paper cut takes like a millisecond and, you know, you bite your tongue and it's like instantly done. But for some reason, aren't they the worst pains ever?
Paper cuts follow you.
Oh, and when you hit your knee, like when you hit your knee or like your funny bone or something, that is the worst.
You know what I say then? I say, hi, knee.
Oh, God. All right, one more. Would you rather Wednesday on 94.5 PST, would you rather wear the same socks for a month? Or, look at your face, or the same underwear for a week.
Socks for a month.
You may have done the underwear thing.
No. You know me. I love new undies. I love clean undies.
He's kind of obsessed. It's kind of crazy.
I love undies. So which would you rather?
I'd rather do the socks.
Yeah. Month, dirty feet.
I don't even know if I'd pay attention to that.
That's disgusting.
Well, I mean, I would pay attention to my underwear, clearly, because I change that daily.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My undies, I can't go a half a day. I mean, I wear about two pairs a day.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You truly wear two pairs of underwear a day? What are you doing?
Going out tonight. I'm hopping in the shower. I always have to shower. So I'm going home tonight. I have something to do tonight. So I'll shower.
Yeah.
I'll change my undies. I'm going to put back on these undies that I've seen in the office.
That's a lot of laundry.